At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batzer. Jeremy Zachas is in New South Wales teaching me cricket. And with cricket comes disappointment, at least this time. Remember, last summer, Southern Hemisphere time, Australia went to India and won the championship, the world championship. And the team is regarded as first rate, looking forward to Ashes at the end of this year when England comes in for another round. But I learned from Jeremy's that the matchup against South Africa, which there was reason to believe that it would go Australia's way, didn't. What's happened, Jeremy?
Well, John, the worst conceivable thing in the world has happened. It turns out that we aren't the best in the world at cricket, like we always tell ourselves. It turns out that South Africa has actually won and beaten us in the World Test Championship of cricket. And this is the absolute creme de la creme. This is the top competition in the world. And not only did they beat us just overnight in this competition, they did it by 5 wickets. So, John, this was an absolutely convincing win. It wasn't that, you know, we were so closely matched. It was a nail biter. Unfortunately, about 3 days ago, we knew that we would probably lose it, but we just tried to tell ourselves that it wasn't true until it actually happened. So South Africa now are the World Test Cricket Champions of the world, and I guess some kudos to them as well. This is the first time they've won this particular competition in 27 years, so it's probably a long time coming. But I think the most interesting part of the story, John, as you alluded to there, we, as the Australian team, thought we had the best team in the world. And by all rights, we probably did. We had the best mix of bowlers and batters. We weren't subscribing to Bazball, which pretty much destroys any team that it comes across. We were playing good, conservative, proper cricket. And it turns out that the South African team, which had a decent number of new players, a decent number of younger players who are typically maybe a little bit of an unknown when it comes to playing those longer five-day tests, it turns out they just had the absolute right mix. They just played really solid cricket throughout the test. They didn't make a lot of errors too, which unfortunately we had a few dropped catches. We had a few missed bats where we had some of our top batsmen actually get out pretty low on the scorecard. They were just really good, John. And I mean, congratulations to them. I mean, terrible here. We're probably going to cry about it for the next few months or so. But honestly, this was an amazing competition, and South Africa has really surprised everybody, I think, around the world.
What's the analysis? Was it the bowlers who let you down, the batters? South Africa got a couple of surprising calls. What happened?
I think it was actually more just the South African batters. They were literally able to get the runs on the board, and there was not a lot we could do about it. Our bowling was very strong. We had really good bowling innings. But South Africa were hitting the ball into the gaps in the field. They were able to pick our bowling style quite quickly. They were able to get the ball over the fence to get six, so they were getting quite high runs very, very quickly. While we did drop a few balls in the field, when we did get the ball going to our fielders, we typically got the South Africans out that were going to get out anyway. So it really wasn't, I think, a weakness on our side. I think in reality, they just had a very strong offensive team, a good, strong batting team. And their bowling side as well was able to hold its own. They were able to get our players out. If any of our batsmen showed weaknesses, they were on top of it very, very quickly and able to either bowl them out straight away or get them to hit the ball, basically a pop-up fly ball into the air so we could catch it. I just think, John, really, it was the South African strength rather than our weakness that probably won it for them.
Steve Smith, did he get injured during the test?
Oh, and this is adding insult to injury and really rubbing salt into the wound, I guess you could say. Not only did Steve Smith, yes, he got injured during the test, he got injured in the last few days when I guess if there was any chance of us coming back and basically fighting off the South Africans and getting a draw at least, it would have been then. But Steve Smith not only got injured, and this was when he was actually fielding, he actually got injured in such a terrible way that he may not be playing for a couple of months. So what happened, John, was it was just during one of the regular tests that the South African batter was doing really, really well. He was hitting some pretty hard balls to the boundary, so we know he had a lot of power behind them. Steve Smith was fairly close to the pitch, so he was fielding right in close. The South African player hit the ball quite decisively, but it was basically coming at Steve Smith. So he got his hand up there to take the catch. Unfortunately, though, his hand was in the wrong position. The ball caught the top of his little finger. He was rushed to hospital, and unfortunately, he has now got a compound fracture of his little finger that is going to require quite a lot of surgery and a lot of recovery before he can probably play again. Unfortunately, too, it is on his right hand, which means his dominant hand. So there's now conjecture about whether or not even while it's in remission, he can actually play, because if it was maybe his left hand, it wouldn't make such a big deal. But Steve Smith was one of our, you know, probably one of our top picks also for the Ashes side too. So this does kind of derail maybe our Ashes team lineup. So unfortunately, not only did the South Africans win fairly and convincingly, they possibly took out one of our really great players as well at the same time too. So, well, we hope Steve has a good recovery, but it's not looking good, John, for his next couple of months at least.
Does the team need to make some changes before Ashes? Did they display weakness in this loss?
I think there will be some changes. And to be honest, this particular championship is really how they identify what the Ashes team is going to look like. So while we had some scuttlebutt about who was going to be on the Ashes team, not a lot of it was set. But I think some of the long-term or long, I guess, future selections that they had for the Ashes side are probably going to change now based on what they saw in the championship. And whether it's players likely to be dropped or included in the team, or whether it's going to be players that would be put more on the offensive bowling lineup as opposed to the batting lineup, there might be some of those changes, so some of the intra-team changes. But the short answer is, John, this championship does tell us how the team will perform probably in Ashes. And I think regardless of how you look at it, there will definitely be changes now. But the great news is, in some ways, now that this is done, in the next few months, we should start to get more firm details about what the Ashes side looks like. So this is kind of a good period now. We've got that out of the way. Now we can just focus on Ashes.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. Australia has lost the World Championship to South Africa. Congratulations, South Africa. We turn now to the story that is part of the weather. It's cold. And what that means to Dallas, the 11-year-old Spoodle, and his families of magpies and minor birds and crows. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hollywood feed delivery. 500 squeaky balls for bingo?
Bingo, what did you do?
Oh, and there's more. One XL memory foam dog bed, 75 bully sticks, and a mountain of toys still in the car.
Bingo, did you really order online from Hollywood Feet again?
From tasty treats to tail-wagging toys, get everything your pet loves delivered same day. Check your address and order now at HollywoodFeet.com. Hollywood Feet, more wagging, less waiting.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.